We continue Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on Ketz Meraklin Lefnei Akala. I saw that the Sefer Magolius Hashas quotes the Sefer Avnei Shoyam that says the Gemara Masechta Yevsoita Daf Yud Zayin Omen Aleph says Dorosh Rabbi Kiva Ish V'Isha Socha Shechina Beineyem. If a man and a woman are zoicha to have the Shechina between them. Loi zoicha eisha chlosan. And Rashi explains, because in the word ish there's a yud, and in the word isha there's a hey, which is the shem Hashem. If the ish v'isha live as they're supposed to live together, then there's the shem Hashem, the Shechina amongst them. If not, we're left with eish. So he says, that's what the Gemara means here when it says Ketz Meraklin Lefnei Akala. We know that the word Rikud is used quite often in speaking about how one is supposed to approach Hashem. The Pasuk says when the Oren was returned, that David Pasuk says V'hi Oroin Bris Hashem Boy Ar'ir David, that the Oren was returned to the city of David. Teres David HaMelech Merakin HaMesachek. When David saw the Oren, the Shechina, he was Merakin HaMesachek. In Hallel, we say, HaHorim Rogdu Ge'elim Gevoyis Kivnei Tzoyin Malach HaYom Kisonos HaHorim Tirgudu Ke'elim. Whenever we speak about the Shechina, we speak about how Rikud, as the Gemara Masech, the Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph, Omer Aleph says, that by the Simchus Beis HaShoeva, Ha'yichsidim V'anshe Maisa, Meraktim Mifneyem, Ba'avuka Shal Or Shab Yedeyem, V'oymer Lefneyem, Divrei Shirois V'Shishbachos. And the same we know every month when we go out to do Kiddush Levana, we speak about the Rikud. Says the Avnei Shoyam, that when we dance in front of a kasuv and kala, we're dancing in front of the Shechina. And that's why he says, what happens when one dances? When one dances, he lifts himself up a drop from the ground. What's pshat that he lifts himself up a drop from the ground? He's lifting himself up a drop from the ground to become closer to Hashem, to become closer to the Shechina. In fact, along the same line, whenever one dances, he raises one foot and then raises the other foot. The lesson being to the Chosim V'Kala, that if they want to, Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, have a successful marriage, they have to recognize that sometimes the Chosim should do what the Kala wants, and sometimes the Kala should do what the Chosin wants. Sometimes he's on top, sometimes she's on top. Having this type of a balance in a marriage is the way you will have a successful marriage. The Belzer Rebbe would say, Kate said, Meraktim Lifnei Akala. The first letters of that statement is HaMelech. We know that in Yom HaNeroyim, in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, as we begin to daven Shachris, the Baal Tefillah announces HaMelech. So while we're telling the Chosin of Akala, as he gets married, if when you live a life of Yerushamayim, when you live a life of thinking of HaMelech, then you will be successful in your marriage. Another pshat that I saw is that we know, the Gemara says, Chosin doim lemelech. So if the Chosin is like a melech, like a king, the Kala must be like a queen. Ketzim meraktim lefnei Kala stands for Malka. If we treat the Kala, we tell the Chosin, if you will treat the Kala like a Malka, then you will have a successful marriage. In fact, I saw that a chassid once came to the Tiferes Shloima with the following question. He said he has a daughter, and somebody is suggesting a chassid who is a very special boy, a big Talmud Chacham. The mechutin is a person who's a friend of his, and he recognizes that he, the father of the kala, is not a very wealthy person, and therefore he's not putting on him big demands. And he asked the Tiferes Shloima if he's agreeable that they should make the shidduch. So he said, absolutely. The next day, the father of the chassan came to the Tiferes Shloima and asked the exact same, asked also, I have a very good boy. This girl is being suggested. Unfortunately, they don't have a lot of money, but I'll take care of the support. And should I do the shidduch? So the Tiferes Shloima said, no, you should not do the shidduch. So now he comes back to his town and he tells his friend that I was considering doing the shidduch, but the Tiferes Shloima told me not to do the shidduch. The father of the girl says, I don't understand. I went to the Tiferes Shloima and he told me that we should do the shidduch. So there's something that doesn't make sense. So they decided that they would go to the Tiferes Shloima and ask him. So he said, the Tiferes Shloima said, my answers were correct. For you, the father of the girl, it's a good suggestion. But for the boy, it's not a great suggestion. And he said, that's pshat in our Gemara that we discussed, that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai say, should one say the positive or not. He says, that's pshat. He says, as we discussed in our previous year, that even though Beis Hillel is of the opinion that Yishabchena be'enof, that's only before the shidduch is done. That's only once the shidduch is done. Once they're ready getting married, so as we discussed extensively in our previous shiur, Bnei Darkei Sholem says Beis Hillel, say that it was a good shidduch. Mi shalokach rak mekach ra minashuk yeshevcheno. Once he already bought it, and as we pointed out from the Rishash, it's already too late to give it back, so you should say it's a great shidduch. But here, said the Tiferes Shloima, we're before the shidduch. Before the shidduch, you should only say the truth. And everybody's truth, it may be a different truth. And therefore, for the chassan, it may be not a great shidduch. And for the kala, it may be a great shidduch. And I gave everybody an answer according to what they want. But I saw that the Strik of a Rebbe says a beautiful pshat in what Beis Hillel told us. The Strik of a Rebbe says, HaKoyne Mekach Ra Menashuk, says Beis Hillel, Lo Yignana Be'enov, Ra Yishavchana Be'enov. He shouldn't say something negative about it, he should say something positive. Says the Strik of a Rebbe, by saying something positive about it, you will make it something positive. You'll put an ayin toiva into it, and it'll be good. But chas v'shalom, the other way, you'll put an ayin ra into it, and by putting an ayin ra into it, you'll make it bad. So the Gemara, as we've been learning in Masechta Ksubis, continues on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omer lov al Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. They said regarding Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, he would take a leaf. He would take a leaf of a hadas, murakid lifnei kala, and dance. I'm sorry. The Gemara continues. Mikan, where we had this back and forth between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, says the Gemara, Mikan Omer Chacham La'olam Te'adat Shel Adam U'Revus Ma'Brius. A person should make people feel good. And just like we see that Beis Hillel said, they tell the Chosen what a great girl the Kala is, so too we should always make people feel good about what is their situation, even if it isn't that way. And the Chidah points out that why does the Gemara use the word Data Shel Adam? So he says it shouldn't be that a person is saying it because he wants to make the person feel good. Rather, it should be Data Shel Adam. A person should really feel that way. If a person sees that another person did something, he should go out of his way to make the person feel good, because that, and that he should work on himself, that he should think it's good to the degree that the other person will indeed think so. And therefore the Gemara continued, Amar Yehuda Veloy, Sheinoitel Bat Shel Hadas, Umirakel Shnei Kala, he would take a leaf of the Hadas and dance in front of the Kala, Vaymer, and he would say, Kala no v'chasuda. Why did he take a leaf from a Hadas? So the Pesach Hanayim explains that the Gemara Masechet Megillah says, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Esther Yirakroi Kishoysa. Esther actually had a greenish complexion, like a hadas. Just for chut shal chesed moshech aleha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation that everybody should think she's beautiful. So that's the same by the Kala here. Even if the Kala, as we have been discussing, isn't so great, but just like Esther, who had this greenish complexion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation that she should find favor in the eyes of Achashverosh, in the eyes of everyone else, so too should be the relationship between the Chosen and Kala. Dan Eliyahu from the Gra says, we know that the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, the Medrash, discusses that the Dalim Minim speak about different types of Jews. And the Hadas refers to the person Sheyesh by Maisim Toivim Vein by Torah. And what Rabbi Yehuda Baloi was telling the Chosen V'Kala as they were getting married, if you want to have a successful marriage, what you should be careful about is that you should have Maisim Toivim, that you should behave towards each other with proper respect. That's how you'll have a successful marriage. And as the Mashal points out, that even though the Gemara considers throughout Shas, considers Rabbi Yehuda Ba'aloi an individual who's Tarosoi Umnosoi, he would be mevatel from his learning in order to go dance in front of a Kala. The Ovest Rabbeinu Nosson says that Rabbi Yehuda Ba'aloi was once sitting and learning with his Talmidim, and a Kala walked by. And there was a commotion. So he asked his Talmidim, what is this commotion? So they said, there's a Kala walking by. So Yehuda Ba'aloi told his Talmidim, Bini, my children, imdu v'asku b'kala, go b'masameh the Kala. She came with sinu b'kadosh baruch hu, so do we find b'kadosh baruch hu, shenis asik b'kala. Shenema, as we find in Parshas Bereishis, Vayivan Hashem Elokim es Hatzela, HaKadosh Baruch himself created Chava, and HaKadosh Baruch himself was the one that was involved in the marriage of Adam and Chava, so too should we. Another pshat that I saw, why did he have to take a hadas, is because we know that the leaves of hadasim lay droop down. And what he was teaching the Chosen V'Kala is that if you will act modestly one towards the other, then you will have a successful marriage. The Gemara continues. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak merakad atlas. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak would take three hadasim and juggle them. Why did he take these three hadasim? So, one pshat that I saw from that flaw is that he wanted to mention the Gimel Ovis, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and so to speak, sending a message to the Chosen v'Kala that the Zchus Ovis should help you be successful in your marriage. Or another pshat is that if you will follow the Derech Ovis, if you will follow the Derech Ovis, then you will have a successful marriage. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Kamachsav lan Saba. By acting this way, you're embarrassing us. Says Rav Chanan, that even though we have a rule throughout Shas, Harav Shemocha Kvoidoi, that means that a person doesn't have to demand kavod, but he's not allowed to take bizyonis. And here, he was taking bizyonis by acting this way. So how could he do this? So he explains, says Rebbe Chanan, that only in a situation where it's not obvious that he's doing it l'shem shemayim, does a Talmud Chacham have to be concerned. But in a situation where it's obvious that what he's doing is l'shem shemayim, just like we find that David HaMelech danced in front of the Oren, even though he was the king, but it was l'shem shemayim, that's permitted. And that was what happened here also, that b'mesameich chosen v'kala is considered l'shem shemayim. In fact, there's a tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer, where the Chavos Yoyer says that mitzvah simchas chosen v'kala is not just a mitzvah ben odom l'chaveroi. The mitzvah simchas chosen v'kala is a mitzvah ben odom l'makayim. And therefore, it was very appropriate that he should act this way. And the Gemara Taka says, Kinoch nafshe when Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak was nifter, ifsik admudu denura ben didei l'kula alma, there was a flame fire that separated him from everyone else. The Gemirian, we know, the lo ifsik admudu denura, that such doesn't happen, el lichad bedari l'tre bedari, either for one or two the greatest people of the generation. So therefore said Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Zeira, Hanele Shitusei, the leaf of the Hadassim, L'Saba, for Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, show what a great individual he was. Amar Le Shitusei, this that he acted foolishly, dancing, actually helped him, L'Saba. V'Amar Le Shitzei, his Shita, helped him. Rav Achav Markov Akala Kasfei, he would take the Kala on his shoulders, Umarake. Amalei Rabbanan Anan Ma'al Mevet Hachi. May we do this? Amalei Damin Alaycha Kishurei. If when you carry the Kala, you think you're carrying a beam, fine. Filoi Loi. Otherwise, a person should not do this. Another pshat that I saw, that he took three hadasim, as we know that the Pasuk says in Kehelas, if when a chosen and kala get married and everything works, the chosen, the kala, and everybody around, everything is fine, then he says that marriage will be a successful marriage. The Gemara concludes by saying, Mavir Mesameis Bufnei Akala, that if we have a Kala and we have a Levaya, which goes first? The Kala goes first. So, Sefer Eina Yitzchak explains why indeed is that the case. So he says, because we know the way of the world is that one generation comes and one generation passes. We in Klal Yisrael have to be concerned about the future generations, that there should be a continuation of Klal Yisrael. And that's what Simchas Chasan V'Kala is all about. That's why when we have a Levaya and a Chasna, the Kala goes before the Chasan, before the Levaya, the Chasna Kala go before the Levaya to say, because our main purpose in getting married is to make sure there's a continuation of the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael.